Welcome back into our Scott City Coaches Show here on Mix 94.5 as we are talking track here. Scott City track team, they've been busy here over the last week or so. Two meets, they go to Cheney on Friday and then to the Mike Smith Invitational down in Garden City on Tuesday as we got Coach Jim Turner joining us here. And Coach, feels like it's kind of bam, bam, bam. You got two of your three track meets here in the last seven, 8 days done, but a lot of good things you've seen over the last week.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's the greatest schedule, but we've been with it for a while. You know, Cheney is with the long road trip home on Friday and then turn around Tuesday to Garden and then Lakin on Friday. It used to be Russell on Friday, but we've kind of always had this heavy schedule right here. then it'll slow down, you know, one a week with league and regionals. But, you know, I don't know if we always get our best performances all over the place with that late night. You know, we get home at 2 o'clock or later, in the morning after the Cheney meet and then kind of have a sluggish practice Monday and then come down on Tuesday. But we see some good things and kind of looking for workouts a lot too.
Well, and you had to there's a lot of good things you've seen over the last week here. Your boys win the Cheney meet there, and I know it was kind of tough yesterday. You moved some people around there and found out kind of some big things along the way. What did you see with your team yesterday at the Garden City Invitational?
Well, it didn't help right off the back. You know, well, we go to Cheney and Katie Weather's sick, and you know she didn't compete. Her parents drive to Cheney, pick her up, and take her home because she was throwing up, and you know, and kind of worried that bug was going to shoot across the team. And then Kelton, we get there, he didn't have that kind of stuff, but just a fever, and he couldn't go. He warmed up and he just exhausted, so he went home. So we lost him on the 4x1, 4x4. Out of both hurdles, so that kind of affected us. But, you know, Holcomb's got a great team. They're loaded, and they're young, too. And then the big schools always have some good stuff. I mean, Garden comes out there and runs that 8-flat, 4x8. They might have expected it because they've seen their kids, but they haven't run the time like that as a group. So, you know, there's some really good stuff going on, and we had some good stuff. But the sickness kind of put a little bit of damper on it early, and then – for the girls, you know, Kenley hip flexor kind of popped on her in the 4x1, and she's a huge part of all three relays, and she's a great open 400 girl. So, you know, we got to get her healthy and get her back, and that'll make a difference for our girls' team.
Yeah, which is crazy because they ended up running their season best in that 4x1.
Yeah, they did. 4x8 was a yes. PR. You know, Lily ran it because Caden was at FFA. Lily ran 239. She hasn't run it since seventh grade. Kenley cut 3 seconds off her, two seconds off her best time. Bell cut 3 seconds off her best this year, which is right about where she ran last year. You know, so they ran a 10.07, which is really nice. And, you know, then that 4x1, yeah, even with her, and I was watching with Coach Helfrich, and, you know, halfway down the backstretch, I'm like, she doesn't look normal. And she said that's about where it popped at. And we still ran 51.3, which was really fast for us. So, you know, if we can get her healthy, I think we might get down to 50s and have a shot to qualify.
And your boys 4x4 ended up breaking a meet record, and I think they ran one of their season best, if not their season best.
Yeah, that was their best by a few tenths. And, you know, Ivan jumped in on it, which he ran a lot last year, and he struggled with that quad, you know, first half of the season. And he ran a 57 at Ulysses the first meet out with the quad bothering me. He just hadn't told any of us yet, you know, but he's feeling a lot better. And he ran a 52, which is what he's running last year. So, you know, we threw him in there thinking, well, we don't know what he can do because he hasn't run one in so long. And he did a good job, and Colin got his best split of the season. And then Peyton was really close to his, and Cam was right there at 49.19, was exactly the same split he ran at Cheney. So, you know, we passed him up with Cam at the end and then held him off in the last 50 meters. So, but I think all three teams were 3.24 or something.
Well, now, I mean, we talk a lot about the relays here, but one of the field events was Ricker, junior pole vaulter, goes 12.6. I think that's a PR by quite a bit there this year.
Yeah, so he's a quirly little fella. All right, he's really likable kid. He works hard. But one thing, you know, Emily's she's having a baby here pretty quick, so, you know, knowing she wouldn't be able to go to meets and, you know, maybe not even some practice stuff here and there. Madison Chaplin's off this semester before she goes to Georgia Southern, so we've brought her in to help with the pole vault and help with the middle school a little bit also, and she's done a great job, and, you know, so that's helped a lot. You know, I've got really good coaches. I mean, Helfrich is probably much a track nerd as I am, you know, always looking at times and stuff, and Paula does our distance, does a great job, and Todd, he's crazy, you know, but he studies the throwing stuff all the time. He's always looking at stuff and trying to get better, so you know, I've been blessed with really good coaches since I've been here. You know, go all the way back to Mr. Dreyer, you know, the old KU thrower, and you know, just a great guy and a great person for me to learn from. And you know, Glenn O'Neill coached track with me for years, and then you know, the other coaches I had with me, Jenny Rose and Aaron Dirks and Kevin Reese. You know, I've had great coaching staffs, and this group's no different. They're just all a lot younger than I am.
Yeah. No, it's been fun to watch them this year kind of work with the athletes and stuff. But now you get to it's the meet before the league at Holcomb next week. Go to Lakin on Friday, and it should be a good competitive meet. And I know you'll probably kind of shuffle some things around just to kind of save some, I guess, legs or whatnot before you hit the big stretch.
Well, I was going to, but then we had to water some things down with the garden meet with the sickness and the injury. Yeah. So I loaded everything back up. We kind of lighten her up today. We'll get a good workout at the meet, and you know, everybody loves it because they play the rock and roll music in the 4x4, so that's got to pump everybody up.
And I know the throwers, they'd love it too, because they got to go get that steak.
Yeah, they got to go four blocks away to throw, but you know, if they win the 4x5, they'll get a steak, so they're excited about that. But
all right. Well, hopefully that works out well for you, Coach Jim Turner, talking track here. And once again, as always, Coach, thank you for the time here, and good luck to you guys coming up here on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Once again.